Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing our way through life, parenthood, and owning creative businesses.
I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, performer, and mom of three with one on the way.
And I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one.
Hey guys, before we get into our episode, we have to pause and thank our amazing sponsor. That's right, you heard it, a real legitimate sponsor.
Legit, guys.
And we love this product and we know you are going to too. It is called Book This Project.
BookThisProject.com.
And it answers the question, how am I going to get all of these digital photos off my hard drives and into something that can be
designed, an
heirloom for my family? And the answer is BookThisProject.com. We are giving away a code to start you on a photo book starter kit. Mm-hmm. It's regularly $35. We're giving you $10 off if you type in S and K.
Ten.
$10 off.
S and sign K, 10.
Like an ampersand.
$10
off $35.
That's $25.
That's ridiculous. So what do you get? You get the starter kit. And what that has is a 124-page designed book template. It's got photo prompts, which means no thinking involved.
No.
If it says, put in a picture of your kid taking a bath, you put in a picture of your kid taking a bath.
Right.
And flip the page and move on.
Right. And you can actually dig through the photo prompts and find old photos you've already taken that match the description.
Yeah.
Or you can use it as prompts to take new pictures. And it helps you just recognize the little seemingly insignificant things like your messy house and remember to document it because you'll be sad later.
I love it. I love the prompts. They're so creative. It's almost like a little photo e-course or workshop even. And at the end of it, you get this amazing detailed template. You print it through Blurb and you've got a beautiful coffee table book, except for it's not strangers.
It's your family.
It's your family. Book
this project.
And now a song.
Book this project. Book it. BookThisProject.com.
Book this project.
Hey guys, welcome back to Shaylee and Katie the podcast. We are so excited tonight because we have Caitlin Cassie in the house.
Caitlin.
Thank you for being here, Caitlin. She is a self-proclaimed recovering perfectionist, a naturally caffeinated leader. Mm-hmm. She has a master's degree in organizational leadership. She's built a business called Propel People. Now that's focused on coaching young professionals and organizational development for small businesses. Caitlin has a husband, Weston, and an adorable little baby, Topher.
And he's
please
so
welcome
cute.
Caitlin to see.
Thank you.
So her area is strengths.
Strength finding, not the weaknesses. Focus on the strengths.
Focus on the strengths, and it helps people. It helps organizations help people work together. So we're going to dive into that. She has analyzed our own strengths.
I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. I'm really excited. One of my strengths is I assume
love strengths.
I'm assuming that we're really strong. But before we get into that, we of course have to thank our amazing big sponsor. This episode is brought to you by
Collaboration.
Collaboration.
Oh, I have so many fond memories of collaborative endeavors in high school and college and work.
There's nothing like getting forced to work with someone you wouldn't pick yourself.
I love it.
Love it.
Also known as life.
Yep.
Life. Collaboration. Okay, so contractually we need some tags.
Taglines for collaboration. Collaboration! When your grade depends on Johnny. And Johnny is the worst.
Collaboration. He is the worst. Collaboration. When you still do all the work before other people just get the grade for it.
Thanks, Collaboration.
Thanks, Collaboration. I always did all the work. Were you an all the work
doer?
Oh,
totally.
Always.
Totally.
It'd be like a half a second of silence. But like, I'm like, I'll do it. Okay, I'll do that too.
Preferred.
Me too.
Yeah, I was
me
like,
too.
Well, maybe I can do that part too. Control freak.
Yeah. I would let someone else like print something. You're like, you print this thing I made and
you
bring it.
You're so good at printing all the pages.
They still wouldn't do it, though. I'd still get there early, and they wouldn't. And I'd be like, I got here 30 minutes early just in case you didn't print it. You didn't? Okay. I'll go do that. I'll be back.
But maybe our collaboration would improve.
If we shared.
If we all knew our strengths.
Only we knew our strengths.
I remember thinking in college, team projects, great. In the real world, there's no slackers.
Oh.
Turns out, still are.
Still right. are. Everyone gets, mm-hmm. like, their big girl and boy jobs and then realizes, wait, everyone's the same as they were in high school.
Right, like, once a slacker, always a slacker.
They just dress nicer. Billy's
and get
still
paid
a
to be a slacker.
Billy's probably your boss now.
He figured out how to get everybody working.
Right. Billy, yeah.
Man. What happened to Johnny?
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Johnny.
Names are not my strength.
I cannot wait to hear our strengths, though. Caitlin?
Tell us our strengths. No, Katie. before we do that, we're going to talk a little bit about...
We're going to talk about Caitlin.
How Caitlin got where she's at.
And her strengths.
Which is everything.
No.
Now, one of Caitlin's strengths is networking, because you're, like, involved in the biz world. I'm very impressed.
Hey, drop that award that you just read
on. First of all, Katie bragged on me getting 20 under 30, so I did a little Google research on Caitlin. And she was a Springfield Business Journal 40 under 40 at 25?
Yeah, that's like under 30.
Like way under 30.
Way under 30 while getting an award for being under 40.
Yeah, like even, they're like, congratulations, you're like a high school amount under the age that you need to be.
And that was for her work with the Springfield Ballet,
Springfield
right?
Ballet. She basically took the nonprofit and like... 220%, like, grew their funding, like, 220%
yeah,
or something crazy.
I don't know how you did that.
I could look up the exact
amount.
Hey,
we have a little passion project for you if you're interested after
right.
the show.
Right. We've got a little...
We've got our own ballet.
It's not a non-profit, but it's not making much profit.
It's an unintentional non-profit.
Yeah.
Unintentional. Think about it. And
think
if it needs, if you need dancing to inspire you, we can do that.
We can do that.
Okay.
Right. So, anyway, but that's awesome. Like, I was reading about all of your background, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then you started Propel People... Before or after you started a family with children?
Right. I started it, it'll be 2 years this fall, so before.
Okay.
I was building it the first year while I was pregnant. It was like a race to get it established before
wow.
I birthed the real child. I had to birth a company.
Okay. So was it the plan? Were you thinking... I want to go off and I want to own my own business before I start a family, or did it all just happen at the same time?
No, I never thought of myself as an entrepreneur. I never wanted to. I used to look at other people that had their own business and I got really stuck in the weeds. I would ask, like, well, how do you do this? How do you do this? Like, how do you start a business? That was where I would get hung up on.
Uh-huh.
And now when people ask me, I realize you either pay someone else to do it or you Google it. That's how you start a business.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, pretty much.
That sums it up one step at a time, and then one day I woke up and I had a business.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like having a child, right? Like one day you wake up and they let you take the baby home.
Which was more painful, birth, the business or the business?
You had a natural birth though, right?
I did.
No medication?
I did.
So I feel like I can answer that for you, but maybe not.
I don't know. I really enjoyed labor and delivery.
Oh, girl.
Enjoyed?
She enjoyed it.
Enjoyed
She was one of those moms that I look at her like, I looked at all your birth pictures. All of them.
Oh.
Feel embarrassed.
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. And I just thought, like...
Not all of them. Some of them are only on my hair.
I didn't see all of them. I found those, actually, on the internet.
Oh, no.
No, but it was just, like... I don't know, one of those moms that you're like, it's magical.
No.
Birth is magical.
Every birth is magical.
I don't think that's
every birth is magical.
Okay. So you're not an ordinary lady. Go ahead.
She's the type that could, like, you know, birth a child and a business in the same year.
Yeah.
She's one of those. Like, what, 20 something?
Some call that an overachiever.
Yeah. Is that one of your strengths?
I would not call it that.
Is that one of your strengths?
In a previous life, I would call that perfectionism. But
as
Katie said, I'm recovering.
You're recovering.
Recovering.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So, background is in the business world.
Right. So, my undergrad degree is in marketing and management. Mm-hmm. And then I worked in nonprofit management for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then went and got my master's in organizational leadership. Fell in love with strengths-based development, coaching people, developing teams, and fell into what I'm doing now.
Okay. So, fell into it. Did you, when you started a business... What made you decide that that's the type of business you wanted to do?
Right. So after I left the ballet, I took kind of a gap year. I was finishing my master's. I needed a little bit of a step back. Nonprofit development is intense sometimes. So I was doing community relations, brand development for a new chiropractic office that was building their practice. And during that time, because they were new and a small business, I started doing some staff development, team building, working with strengths, kind of practicing what I was learning in my master's because the owner let me do it and it was a small staff. So, and as I did that, I thought, this is really fun. I want to do just this all the time, but for different clients. Mm-hmm. And I've always had what I would kind of call like the gifted kid mentality. Like I get bored with projects pretty quickly. I like to make significant change and then hand it off to someone else to kind of maintain. And so I knew that.
Is that a thing?
That's gifted.
That's ringing a bell.
I always thought that was like ADHD. No?
No.
It's gifted. I like how you flipped it. Yeah.
So I knew that I wanted to work with different clients and not get into a career with one company. And I didn't really see a way to, I didn't see any of businesses doing that. And so I figured the best way to do that was to start doing it for myself. So after about a year of doing that with them, I just kind of took a leap, transitioned them to a client, kept working with them on that, and started doing it with other businesses and people as well.
Wow. Boom. Okay, so for somebody who's practical,
yep.
How do you just decide, I get this question a lot, but how do you like know what to charge? How do you move into like hourly versus just a blanketed amount?
You Google it, right? So I'm a learner, so I read a lot of books and ask a lot of questions. I will say, full disclosure, pricing is the hardest thing for me. Mm-hmm. And I've heard from other people, I think when, especially when it's a service, so there is not a tangible good. And when that service is essentially you, because I'm not even delivering like an electronic product, like the service is me and my abilities, that is really difficult. I have struggled. I learned some things from people. One thing I learned is in coaching or team building, I really try not to price hourly. I try to price by the package. People start to get real picky if you price hourly, like, well, let's take this part out and take this part, and it starts kind of diluting what you want to do and what you know needs to be done. I also try really hard to, I don't want to say overpriced, but I always have, my natural ability is to kind of underprice, especially when I first started. Mm-hmm. It was that mentality of, I just want business, like, and I love what I do, so I'll just do it for free. Right. And my husband, who's a financial advisor, is like, no, you're not going to just do it for free, because what are you telling people then that you're worth if you'll just do it for free? I mean, I like to put it in terms of shopping because I can envision that. So, you know, when you buy like a $7 shirt at Forever 21, it gets a hole in it. You're not that upset. But if you buy like a $200 shirt or something, you expect a lot more out of it.
Right. Down to your grandchildren.
So, that's right. I like people to expect a lot out of me. And so, you know, I certainly want to be fair and honest in what I price, and I strive for that. But it is tricky, and it's really hard because there's not someone else in our market that I know of that does exactly what I do. So it's not like I can just go to the store and see what the price is on the shelf.
Yeah.
So pricing's tough.
That's a good answer, though. I feel like a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah, I really like what you said about hourly, because I felt the same way just about like freelance things.
Yeah.
Like that running clock is kind of a stressful.
It is. And with, just, when it's creative, that's hard. I mean, what I do is creative in a different way from, you know, design, or, but in the same way, it's like, how do you know exactly how long it's going to take you to come up with the right idea? You don't want to, I ran out of time, so you have to pay me more to think about it. So I really try to package, like, this is what you get. And then in negotiating, I try to negotiate on value. And so if it's like, well, that seems high, I'll go first with, well, what if we add this in? Or what if I do this instead of just chipping away? Because once you lower the price, you can't go back.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
And Springfield's a small place, so it's that's also like a fear of mine, is I don't want someone to feel like they got a different price than someone else.
Right.
So
totally.
That's hard.
Yeah. I think that's really wise way of looking at it. And I like the shirt.
little shopping analogy.
And yeah. Actually, I read in one of my strengths when I did my homework the correct way that I liked analogies. And I was like, oh my gosh, I do! I like analogies!
I wonder what my strengths are.
I don't know.
I wonder if I like analogies. Well, I think I do, but I can't wait to find out.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay, any more questions for Caitlin? I have so many questions.
I'm going to have questions after the demonstration, I think.
Too. Okay, so Caitlin's going to strength us.
She's going to strength us.
I feel like I'm going to come up with some new taglines for my own business. Okay, I'm working with you too.
You probably want to use them.
You can use them.
Strengths you.
Okay. Caitlin Cassie, strengths you. Okay. That one's for free. Next time, though, I'm not chipping away at my prize.
That's right. That's right. Don't give away the farm, Shaylee.
All right. Right. Okay. Lead us.
Okay. So before we decided to do the podcast, I asked you both to take an online assessment that I use as a tool for a lot of my coaching or with teams that I work with. Not everything, but a lot of what I do is based on the Clifton StrengthsFinder assessment. It's a tool through Gallup, like the Gallup organization does Gallup polls. And I don't work for Gallup. I am a Gallup certified strengths coach, but I use their tools. I don't work for them. I don't get paid by them at all. I'm completely independent of that. But I think it's a great tool. It was one of the things that really got me in love with what I do now with coaching. The short version of strengths-based development is traditionally from an early age, we are raised to focus on our deficiencies, right? Mm. So, Katie, you have school-age children, yes. Right? So let me ask you a question. So what's your homeschooling right now, right?
Yeah, well, one is school-age, so.
Okay. So let's pretend you give a report card, right? Or your child brings home a report card, and they have an A in science, an A in math, and a C in English. Where does our conversation usually start?
Golly.
What are you doing in English?
What's happening in English?
What's wrong with the C, right? Our eyes go right there because we need to be well-rounded. We hear that from an early age, and we grow up, and we go into performance reviews, and we spend the majority of the time talking about our areas of improvement. Right. Mm-hmm. So about more than 50 years ago, a guy named Donald Clifton, who's kind of the grandfather of the strengths movement, asked this question of what would happen if we focus on what is right with people instead of fixating on what is wrong with them.
Beautiful.
And it kind of flipped traditional leadership development on its head. And we can't ignore our weaknesses. So we learn to manage them. And like I said, I'm super passionate about this, so it's hard for me not to like get all nerdy and nitty gritty with you.
I'm so on board.
This is the Reader's Digest version.
This is Katie's dream.
Oh my gosh!
Right now.
But
I don't even know.
The research shows us, and I like to say, you know, Gallup's really good at research. That's what they do, right? They do polls, and they're pretty good at surveying. The research overwhelmingly shows us that when people have a chance to focus on their strengths every day, they're more engaged at work. They report having a higher quality of life. There are studies that show that, yes, we can make progress in anything that we work on. Of course, you're going to be able to make mediocre improvements, but it's those areas of natural talent that is our greatest potential for what Gallup would call near-perfect performance or big success. And so if you focus on those areas instead, you can become really, really good in those areas instead of trying to be well-rounded. Let's build well-rounded teams, but individuals don't need to be well-rounded. Earth-shattering, I know, because we've been told we need to be well-rounded.
I like that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's good stuff.
So, all that to say, kind of the overview background, there's this assessment, and you take it online. There's more than 15 million people in the world that have taken it. And the basic version essentially gives you your top 5 talent themes. So there are 34 possible talent themes.
Oh my goodness.
And when you take the assessment, you get to see your top 5. And so that's what I had you each do.
And I didn't realize it was like flipped like that, where it's like only all the good things. So I was reading it feeling like real good about myself.
As you should. And now there's dark sides to our strengths too. We'll get there.
But I saw you said it was like, mine are so positive. I was feeling really good reading. She goes, it's because we're finding your strengths.
It's the strengths finder.
It's the strengths finder, right?
Right.
So should we reveal your
talents?
Please. Okay. So I'll give you kind of the one-line definition just so our listeners have an idea of what these words mean. Gallup kind of coins their own words. Some of them make sense. Some of them don't. Should we start with Shaylee or Katie?
Shaylee.
Oh, my name's first on the thing.
Her name's first in the podcast.
I guess.
Okay, that's true. Right? So Shaylee's top five talent themes are communication, mm-hmm. positivity, woo, which is everyone's favorite theme. We'll talk about
Can
it
I say
in
it
a
like,
second.
Woo!
Yeah, it has its own sound effect. Woo!
Okay.
Achiever and futuristic.
She just sounds, like, edgy.
Right? So, let me give you just one line definition so everybody's kind of on the same page. So, communication is kind of an easy one to understand. You know, people talented in communication find it easy to put their thoughts into words.
I would agree with that.
They're good conversationalists and
Absolutely.
Presenters. It's good talent to have for a podcast host, right?
Yep. Katie, I made her take one, and she made me take one before we signed on. I'm just kidding. We
did. When you were hiring one another.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So positivity, again, kind of self-explanatory, but people talented in positivity have contagious enthusiasm.
Guilty.
Guilty, yes. Charged.
They're upbeat and get others excited about what they're going to do.
Oh, I love you, Shaylee. You're perfect.
Stop it.
So woo, everyone's favorite theme, woo. It is W-O-O. Stands for winning others over.
I was going to say about winning other people over.
Winning others over.
Oh my gosh, you woo them.
Love the challenge of meeting new people and winning them over. Derive satisfaction from breaking the ice and connecting with someone.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've gotten a lot of weird looks when I'm in other cities that aren't as southern hospitality as much as we are. They were like in line for the dressing room and they're like, no, I don't want to talk with you.
Making friends on airplanes and line at the grocery store. Okay, achiever. People talented in an achiever theme work hard and possess a great deal of stamina. They take immense satisfaction in being busy and productive.
Word, oh my gosh. Underline the busy.
She just got so excited about that. Embrace those strengths, Shaylee.
Okay.
And futuristic. People exceptionally talented in the futuristic theme are inspired by the future and what could be and can energize others with their visions about the future.
Like a dreamer?
Is it like a dreamer?
Or is that another one?
Like a dreamer. No, okay. No. So these one-line definitions are kind of the generic theme definition. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll get into that in a second. But I think we should introduce Katie's.
Okay.
Let's do Katie's.
Do I have strengths? Okay. Fun fact, we took them before and we were supposed to go through our strengths and kind of like do a quick little run-through read of like the paragraph. And I did it in like underlined, which is exactly what Caitlin said to do in the email. And Katie came today. I was like, did you bring your papers? And she's like, what papers? I'm like, the papers we were supposed to print off. She goes, I didn't know they showed us our results. And so I have, like, an underlined printed out papers, and Katie's literally finding out her
gonna
strengths.
Gonna wing it right
She's
now!
She's finding them out as we speak.
It's strengths finder improv style.
The real Johnny of the group. We found our Johnny.
I've never done it, like, improv style.
Oh,
so
let's do it.
All right, so Katie's strengths are strategic, individualization, empathy.
Ooh.
I do do that.
You do
Woo!
Do that.
And communication.
Oh!
So,
we have two matching ones.
That's right. So, Katie, for the three that don't match. So, strategic. People talented in the strategic theme can create alternative ways to proceed. Faced with any given situation, they can quickly spot relative patterns. Mm-hmm. They're often people, I like to say, that can pivot. You're okay with a change of plans mid-course.
Right. Like improv?
Mid-course correction.
Like improv?
Gosh, it makes sense.
It all makes sense now.
Makes sense.
So individualization, I kind of love this theme. I love all of them. The themes are neutral, okay? They're not good or bad. I shouldn't show bias, right?
You showed bias towards Katie. I did my homework, so we're even.
Shaylee, you and I share two of our top five.
Okay, good.
Caitlin, tell me what you like about me.
Go ahead. Individualization, people talented in this theme are intrigued with the unique qualities of each person. Mm. They have a gift for figuring out how different people can work together.
Oh, bridge builder. Mm-hmm. I've been told that before.
So, like, when
like
I listen
to... Like, you both like chocolate!
Oh, my gosh.
So, when I listen to your episode about discipline, and I hear you talk about each of your kids, kind of how you have to treat each of them differently and consider the kid, that's your individualization coming out.
Okay.
Right? Okay, and then empathy. So empathy is a misunderstood theme, I think, because we have kind of our own definition of it in society. It's not sympathy, so it doesn't mean you're really good at feeling sorry for people.
No,
you might be, but
just feeling what they feel, right?
Exactly. So people talented in empathy, they can naturally sense other people's feelings. And they can imagine them in their shoes or
too
situation.
Much. Too much. It's a prison.
Too much empathy.
Mm. It's especially if there's 20 people in the room and you're trying to read all of them.
Right? So, interesting point there. Not to skip around, although I don't think very linearly. I just made that word up.
Our podcast is
I don't
very
think
linear.
In a line. So, let me interject that fun fact that, yes, in fact, our talents can't turn them off. because they're just a part of who we are, right? But sometimes we need to adjust the volume.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we can turn them up a little loud, and Shaylee Achiever is one of the themes you and I share, and we can crank up the volume on it occasionally and just kind of steamroll people getting things done.
Where it's like, I know I'm hurting your feelings, but this has got to get done.
That's right. I envision it. You now. Like the analogy. It's like getting to the finish line, you turn around and nobody's with you, but man, you got to the finish line.
Until you realize it was a relay, and you're like, oh.
I was supposed to collaborate.
I was supposed to hand this baton off. I just literally ran over Billy.
Or, in the case of empathy, you mentioned, Katie, sometimes it's like hypersensitive, right? You wish you could turn it off because
you're just soaking
up everybody's feelings and you want
to
turn
and
it
trying
off.
Trying to pivot to make them happier.
That's right.
Can I say? Like, well, if you don't like this movie, we could leave right now.
That's right. Oh, so, Katie. Fun fact, as a coach, well, anyone has access to it, but I usually just start with the top five. So you can actually see your full 34. They are already floating out there. Gallup just makes you pay for them. Mm-hmm. But so I see my whole list, and empathy is my 33rd of 34.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Really?
So I laugh when people walk in. Well, here's my good analogy story. Okay. So we have one of those mandolin slicers, you know, in the kitchen you use to, like, make sweet potato circles, whatever. You know what I'm talking about? So like my poor husband, slicers. One time was using it. You can like chop off your fingers on those things. And the first thing out of my mouth was like, that's why they have a guard. And then I was like, ooh, that wasn't very empathetic.
He wasn't using the guard.
You're like, I'm supposed to feel sorry for you, but that was not smart.
I know. I'm working on, like, turning up the empathy a little bit now that I have a small child.
From 30 seconds
like
to,
like... when he smashes his fingers in a drawer, and I'm like, I'm really sorry. But that's why there's a child lock on the door.
Don't be messing in mommy's drawer.
I'm like, natural consequences. Anyway, so, all right. So when I go through, like, when I would coach an individual, this is exactly what I would do. So if they did their homework, like Shaylee, or if they didn't do their homework, like Katie.
Like the pivoter.
It takes all kinds, right?
Right.
When we need each other. So you do have access to some reports. So I gave you, like, the one-line definition, but the assessment gets you two different reports. So there's one that's like a longer generic definition. So if you all compare, you'll see that your paragraphs for communication and woo would match. And some of that's going to feel relevant, but not all of it. Because again, there's a lot of variations within each talent theme. Obviously, everyone in the world that has positivity, it's not going to show up in the same way. They're kind of like talent buckets, if you will.
Okay. Yeah. There were a couple
that I was like, meh. But the second report's an insight guide, and that one is actually specific to you. It's based on your individual responses to the questions, and it takes into account how your talent themes work together. So if you compare your paragraphs for a theme you share, like woo, they'll actually be different, even though it's the same theme. And it gives you some extra insight. So I'm curious, Shaylee, since you read the reports, did a lot of it feel like it fit, or were you surprised by your results?
I would say like 95% of it felt like it fit. And the things that didn't fit weren't like way off. They were just like maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Like a little bit like, I sometimes do that, but not necessarily like 100% of the time.
Sure. So a lot of times people are surprised at how much it feels like it fits.
I mean, I was surprised. Like, okay, for instance, in one of them it said, by nature, you occasionally participate in goal setting sessions, which I was like, yeah, I would say it's occasional. Because there were a few of the questions that were like, I don't like wake up every day and chart my goals for the week.
Right.
But like once every month or two, I get in like the mood for it and I like get really goal oriented. But I would, like, if someone said, are you a really goal-oriented person? I wouldn't say, I think I would answer it that way. Like, occasionally.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Right.
So there were some things like that that were really spot on. It was weird. I really couldn't believe that it got that much accurate out of a 30 to 45 minute test.
That's one of the things I love about it is because there's a lot of assessments out there, different personality and behavior, and they all have their benefits. But one of the things I love about StrengthsFinder is it's kind of like your fingerprint. So it's very unique. The chances of anyone else in the world having the same top five as you are around like 1 in 270,000.
Really? And we share two? We share two. So that's pretty
and
weird.
And for someone to have the same five in the same order, it's like 1 in 33 million.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. What order were the two that we shared?
Communications, one for you, Shaylee, and it's five for Katie. And okay. Woo was three for you and four for Katie.
We so. Almost got wooed at the same time.
So, Katie, I know you just got to hear kind of like the one-line definitions. And, of course, some of those words, we know what they mean. So, you mentioned like empathy. You see mm-hmm. that in yourself. Feels like it fits.
Yeah. No, I think all five fit if I were to just... Yes,
just right off the bat, and you agree for one another. So it's also totally. Fun. If someone says to me, "This doesn't fit," the first thing I'll have them do is ask someone really close to them to read it.
Uh-huh. Perhaps someone with empathy.
Sometimes we don't see it things in ourselves because they're so close. It's like that mentality of it's. What do they say? It's hard to read the label from inside the bottle.
Oh, you know, wow. You're full of good things.
I guess I'm full of analogies. I never really realized that.
Yeah, the only one, so the one that I thought kind of like, I don't know, as far as me reading my label from within the yeah. bottle, a lot of places it talks about, it's hard because I don't know, I guess, the answer to this, but it talks about like, you're energized by striking up random conversations with strangers and feel like you're accomplishing something if... you're able to engage them in conversation. And there's sometimes where I don't, or I get like a little bit of like anxiety if I'm in like a big like networky mm-hmm. type place and I don't know anybody.
I've seen you work in the crowd at some networking
but
events.
But I was
going
to say maybe it like seems as though, I don't know. But then I think maybe that's just my own just brain and being a normal like insecure woman in her
30s. Well, I wonder
30s.
If there's a difference between you being good at it and you being
and
anxious
like enjoying, but I do enjoy. Okay, but I think I enjoy striking a conversation with complete random strangers.
Okay,
but maybe when it's forced is when it feels stressful.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that could be, and of course. Know. You know, I always like to remind people, you're a complex human being, right? So you're not going to learn, like, everything about you in this assessment. Of course, there's far more to it. But I love it because it's a tool and a framework to mm-hmm. help either people or really with teams to kind of see... My mission in life is to help people see themselves as an asset and not a liability.
Yeah.
And a lot of why I do what I do comes from, so I joke about being like a recovering perfectionist, but I really got to a place in life where I was using that word perfectionist as an excuse for really just unhealthy achiever. Uh-huh. And an achiever cranked up so high this it was unhealthy patterns of behavior and just, you know, working myself to the bone and kind of forgetting mm-hmm. about people and being so task oriented and getting there and realizing that I was using that word. And so I've eliminated that word from my vocabulary. Ooh,
we can,
not to
we
use
can
the
it.
P word, right?
We'll bleep it.
The perfectionist word, along with some of my other strengths. So I joked about how our strengths kind of have a dark side, mm-hmm. But they do. And when I work with teams, we talk about, especially with teams, some of the things that really annoy us about other people, mm. whether it's someone we work with or collaborate with. Or someone we live with and are married to, maybe sometimes. It's just because of differences. And if we have a language, kind of a common language to discuss those differences, it becomes productive and we can start to appreciate those things about other people and about ourselves. So I, too, share communication with both of you. And I use a story when I work with teams, and I remember I had a fourth grade teacher who called me Chatty Cathy. It's just like ingrained in my brain, right? And I never got in trouble at school except for talking too much. It was the only thing I ever got in trouble. I saw a meme on Facebook not that long ago that said, "Teacher, you can move me. I'll talk to anyone." That was totally me, right? But when I got to high school, and my mom worked at my high school, so she knew all my teachers, and she came home one day, and I don't even remember the class, but she said, "Your teacher says you never raise your hand, like you never talk in class. That seems kind of odd. That's not really like you. Like, what's going on?" And I said, "I don't want to be the girl that talks too much." Mm-hmm. And I had just, it really looking back now, I got into this place in life where what I now know is a talent kept in check and matured and learned how to like keep the volume at the right spot.
We're still working.
Right. Had really gotten into that dark side or that basement side. I call it sometimes like balconies and basements. And I didn't realize, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that, you know, I saw it as a liability. And mm-hmm. so my mission in life really is to help people appreciate who they are and who other people around them are, and to leverage those strengths. Because if this were not a podcast, so you could actually see what we were doing, mm-hmm. I would have had you do an activity where you sign your name a couple times, we have a little race, and then we do it again and you switch hands. And this is like the ultimate analogy that never fails me, is that working outside of our strengths is like riding with our non-dominant hand. So you can do it, but it feels awkward. And so like what you're talking about, Shaylee, how sometimes in situations maybe you don't, if it feels forced, or maybe there's times where it doesn't feel natural or comfortable, it may be because we're working outside of our strengths. And nobody, if you ask people like what they love to do, I mean, most people love to do things they're good at, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who likes to do something that they're not very good at? After a while, that gets old and it gets draining, and we all have to do it occasionally.
Right. Parts of
it's
every
real
job,
life, right? Yeah. So if responsibility is your number 34 theme, you still have to show up on time to work, or you're going to lose your job, right? But
is responsibility my 34th? Because I think
I don't know. I can't see your results.
Is that one of the things?
That is one of the themes. Yeah. So, anyway, I feel like I'm jumping all over for you.
No, the left hand is a really...
Yeah, the non-dominant hand. So this idea of assets and liabilities, there's a quote. Supposedly it's Albert Einstein, although I guess there's some dispute over that. But I saw it on the internet, so it's true.
It was on the internet.
Interweb.
And I kind of say that this is what I built my business on. And it says, everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it's stupid.
Yep.
Albert Einstein. Mm. We're going to agree on Albert Einstein.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
It was, yep.
Wow.
That's so good.
That is so,
so
good.
So I'm all about helping people find their sweet spot, and I just got lucky in the sense that I get to be in mine to help other people find theirs.
That's awesome. That is really cool that that's your sweet spot. Okay, so talk us through, if you can, what you've seen as the dark side of our strengths. Or am I veering too far?
The basement, the barrier labels.
Tell us the basement.
So I would ask you, when you consider your strengths, have you ever heard things from other people or voices in your own head that don't sound like compliments describing those words? So, like with communication, talks too much, right? Yes. Okay. Or you said, I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head, Katie, maybe not with the word, but like that idea of taking on everyone's emotions or a bleeding
sensitive.
Heart, too sensitive. Right. Yeah. Cries too much. Those kind of things. Shayla, you really jumped on that question. So are you thinking
of positivity? Some people, unhappy people, don't like to
very
be
annoying,
around positive people. So it translates into annoying. And I think that I
or
don't
fake.
Know if
even if it's very real, they'll say like, whoa, 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 she's so fake, or she like her enthusiasm's not that genuine or sarcastic.
I think I've heard it more veer annoying than, and I don't know if people, it's not like people have called me annoying my whole life.
Right.
But I sense people and I can tell when I'm being annoying. And sometimes it's annoying. Let's
see. Sometimes the volume's up too loud, right? You're
talking
out of touch,
a lot, mixed with positivity, mixed with achiever, and doesn't want to be late, and I'm like, we're gonna be late.
Woos can sometimes, I'll hear from people, it can sometimes come across as like fake or shallow because they want to work the crowd and get to know everybody as opposed to like some really deep relationships.
We both share woo, Katie, so I'm gonna read part of it.
Which mine will be different slightly, but...
But I feel like they're similar.
Some of it could overlap.
Yeah. Okay, because of your strengths, you may enjoy engaging outsiders in conversations about their past accomplishments. Perhaps your approach allows newcomers to describe what they have done well. And I do feel like, probably both of us, but I can get a non-talker to talk about themselves.
Right.
Like, I'm just like, I'll just ask them, it'll just be an interview. Like, if you don't like to talk,
brilliant.
I'll just ask you questions and you can answer them. Like, that's fine. You may endear yourself to some of them by being attentive. Chances are sometimes you infuse energy into members of your team. Perhaps you enjoy life more than some people do. Why? You might choose to concentrate on what's good rather than what's bad. Instinctively, you may have been told at some point in your life this is true. You should not talk to strangers. Whoever told you that may have failed to understand how much you draw energy from conversations with outsiders. Because you want people to feel at ease in your presence, you might go out of your way to engage them in chit-chat or discussions. Perhaps you ignore recommendations to keep your distance. Anyway, it goes on.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Well, and I had to laugh as I was looking at your reports, even though you haven't seen them, Katie. I feel like I've learned a lot about you two from listening to the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and make an assumption here. There was a part that I underlined for you on your behalf under communication. You like to amuse people with your stories. Your stories probably provide people with pleasant distractions from their daily routines, worries, or obligations. By nature, you spontaneously regale people with funny anecdotes, timely jokes, witty comments, or whimsical ideas.
This is a review on the podcast.
Amusing others brings you pleasure. You have a gift for making people laugh out loud.
Aww. I agree.
Aww.
I agree. That's hilarious.
I will say that taking the test, we were laughing at some of the ones that were very obvious, but then there were some that were so, like, my brain hurt on one that said, you use your mind or you use your heart.
Yeah, or, yeah, it was
right,
like,
so you have to choose between, like, two opposite dichotomies. Well, you can't pick the middle.
Oh, you like to talk or you like to think.
You like to talk, and you love talking. You love thinking. And
I went,
my brain just exploded.
My brain exploded.
I know, see, that's hard, because one of the things that's usually true for people with communication as a strength is we think by talking, right?
That's me, yeah.
As opposed to someone who's maybe highly deliberative, and they think before talking.
That's more Katie.
I just or I'm alone all day. Or my husband.
I'm alone all day and just let those wheels turn. Just think about everything about 400 different ways.
Another one that I don't know. I don't know which one. I guess achiever mixed with just being like. And I think I'm maybe recovering people pleaser, but I would say like I don't think that's an official one. But the achiever. Mixed with, it ends with, you certainly dislike turning in assignments late or arriving at meetings after they've started.
It's hard to win people over when you're letting them down.
And you're a real stickler for completing work on a schedule. What that turns into just in my life, and Jonathan would tell you, is I'm out there freaking out trying to please all the other people.
Right.
And so I'll put, like, he ends up getting the back burner or the worst sides of me because I'm out there trying to, like, meet.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're not even real schedules. Sometimes I make them up in my mind or I set them because I'm achiever and I'm like, well, have it to you Thursday.
You want that
thing.
Deadline, that box to check off. Achievers are the people that write things down they've already done so they can check them off.
Yeah. But I'll, like, set my own deadlines and then strive to meet them and please other... I, like, gauge the people that I need to please in order of, like... how less, like, least amount I know them, it doesn't make sense. Like, if you're a random person I've never worked with before, I will, like, bend over backwards to not upset you. But if I, like, you know, then if my husband was expecting something else, like, at the same time, that I would offset that, which doesn't make sense. I'm like, really? The husband should be the first priority.
Yeah, but you're like, you're sticking around.
The random stranger. Right. Yeah, you're stuck with me.
Well, so there's definitely a combination of the woo and the achiever. So our strengths work together.
Would you say perfect storm?
Perfect storm, right? Why am I keep giving you analogies? But let's do another one, right? So our strengths are like colors. So if you have red paint, you mix blue, you get purple. Red with yellow, you get orange. So same red paint. So our strengths combine like that. When they combine with the other themes, it looks different. So... We can walk through analogies like that with your strengths. Like, achiever plus woo might look like you just described, Shaylee.
Uh-huh.
You work really hard to please people or win them over through getting things done.
Right.
Right? But achiever was combined with something else, so...
Or woo combined with...
Woo combined empathy. With empathy. Let's do that. Good call.
Bleeding heart.
So woo combined with empathy might be you... win people over by perceiving their emotions or by reading how they feel and adjusting.
I bet you're feeling this way right now.
Yeah, combined with individualization, adjusting your approach, right?
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Well, and this is going to sound heartless-ish, but I have heard a lot of times, like, a positive compliment would be like, I just feel like you really get me. Wow, I feel like you really, really get me. And it seems rare from the person who's telling me that,
but you hear it,
and then I hear it all the time. And so then
like,
I
get
like,
everyone.
And then I want to be like,
just what I
do. I don't want to make you feel that special, but that's
you're not the only one I get.
That's not the only one. That's the first.
I get everyone.
You're not. You're not my first.
You're not my first.
So the practical side, so I mean, orange. I know we like joking and talking, and which is great, and that's the fun part is it's kind of like a glorified horoscope, right? Everybody likes learning about themselves, but why I do what I do is, you know, of those 15 million people in the world that have taken it, most people take the assessment, maybe read the report, and they're like, oh, this is nice, like put it on their desk, and then we forget about it, right? So where I come in and kind of what I've built my business around is helping people aim those strengths at objectives. So whether that's personal goal, usually there's some professional crossover. I don't really tend to do a lot of just life coaching, although there's nothing wrong with life coaching. There's usually some professional ties, whether it's someone considering making a career change or at a pivotal point in their profession or newly promoted management. So I work a lot with people that have become managers, and all of a sudden it's like, I was really good at my job, and now I'm supposed to manage other people. This is hard, right?
Really, and Susan.
Right.
And Vanessa.
And Johnny doing, on my team. I'm not, doing collaborating.
The, I'm not doing the, like, the tactical thing anymore.
Right, I'm
like,
not making widgets, managing. And I was good at making widgets.
Right.
So aiming those strengths and figuring out how to leverage those talents. And then when I work with teams, whether it's boards of nonprofits or small businesses or management teams of larger companies, we really work to understand what is the value of everyone on the team. What do they bring to the table? How do we get the most out of our people? Do we need to shift around the way that I'm managing people or the roles that we're assigning to people to build the best, well-rounded team without asking every individual to be well-rounded?
Nice.
And dumbing them down.
Whoa, listen to that.
So how can we round out our team here, Shaylee?
Yeah, are we lopsided? Are we a loud, lopsided team of feelers?
Here, let me take a stab at it.
Okay.
Shaylee.
Yes.
I'm empathizing with you, and when I don't do what I tell you I'm going to do, task-wise,
you feel sad. No. I don't feel that sad because I deeply want to please you.
Because she already did it for you in case you didn't do it.
I did it for you. I didn't print out
Why didn't
out
you print out my papers that you didn't have access to?
Just would have forwarded me the email. I would have done it no prob. That's funny. Good job.
Now, since I have identified that you're sad, have I won you over just by knowing that? Or do I need to actually alter my behavior?
Katie, I feel like you just get me.
Because I can pivot. I'll pivot.
I can pivot.
I can become someone who prints papers. Possibly, if I remember.
Are you feeling more positive after being around me?
Always. I always feel more positive.
Okay.
It's hard not to, Shaylee.
Oh, thanks, guys. It's because it's a strength. If you mix all the colors of your strengths together, you get poop.
You get a rainbow.
Oh, and just for fun, too, and then you can actually answer that question for real if you have anything. But I screenshotted this one to Shaylee, and it says, I have been known for my sense of humor, or I have been known for my neatness.
I was like, tough one.
That's a hard one. That was like the opposite one. Like, no one's ever said anything about me being neat. Ever. And I'm hilarious. That's me speaking for Katie.
No, yeah.
How long did it take you guys working as a team before you started saying the same words at the same time? Because I'm pretty impressed.
Not long. I don't know if it's like we're trying to be one another or if we're just like around each other too much that we're picking up the same catchphrases.
Well, but it's mainly me. I'm empathizing with you all the
time. You're just empathizing into me.
So let me answer that question with one insight maybe about...
Yes,
I mean, a team of two is a little hard to talk about a team of two.
I need to be more
although there's a lot of strengths implications for couples or... I don't do a lot of that work,
do
but...
Do couples work? We're here.
You know, it's kind of... A lot of people that do the training, I hear a lot, I gotta have my spouse take this because it's fun, it's interesting, right?
I thought, like... I'd be fascinated. Right.
It's totally worth the $19.99.
Oh, is that how much it cost?
Yeah. Used to be $15. Darn Gallup. They raised the price. It's not my fault. You're welcome. But, so one particular partnership I see is Shaylee's futuristic theme enables her, as we mentioned, to kind of vision what could be in the future. Mm-hmm. And that could be a powerful partnership with Katie's strategic that can envision the different paths, see the different ways to get there.
Ooh.
And help kind of adjust the path as necessary. So there could be some business implications for, you know, as you're building the Shaylee and Katie empire.
Empire.
I'm like, I don't even know what's in the future. And you're like,
I'll show you what's in the future. You just tell me how to get there. And then Shaylee will work really hard to do it. And Katie will write the witty emails as we reach out to potential people.
And both of you will have no trouble getting guests on the podcast. Yes. Because you'll just be winning people over with your stories and witty banter.
That is so true, though. I never thought about our relationship that way. But no, I do feel like I brainstorm, like, an idea or something that I suggest we do, but I'm like, but I don't know. And then you're like, well, here's four ways in an alternate pivot what we could do in the meantime. And then I'm like, yeah. Like, all, yeah. And then we, like, work together.
I also love personality tests. I love them. And so Shaylee said, just so you know, there's, like, a personality test she wants us to take. It's, like, 35 minutes. And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to hate that. No, you won't. You love it. You'll take it twice.
Then you'll print off your findings and underline them.
Yeah. You may love it. Love them. Part of the reason, if I were hypothesizing, Katie, yes, is that individualization talent. Because you're all about what makes people tick. Mm-hmm. And what makes them unique, seeing the strengths in other people.
It's true. And you know that feeling of, I get you? Mm. I feel like I've been got when I get read you, my answers Katie. Read back to me.
Like Clifton gets you.
I know. It's kind of scary. People ask me, like, were they looking at me when they were writing this? Like, who wrote this? This is weird, right? It's a little Big Brother-ish. Oh, my but goodness. Just means it's a $19.99 well spent.
Okay, yep. Caitlin, you're hired.
You're hired, for sure.
We hired you. This is, what do we owe you, though? I don't know. Just kidding.
I'm just giving it away. You don't have to divulge. Giving it away.
Cool. Okay.
It's been super fun.
Yeah. Thank you for walking us through those.
Yes, thank you so
That's
much.
Been possibly one of the most fun interviews to listen to, probably because it's all about us.
Who doesn't like talking about themselves, right?
Yeah, especially us.
I don't know. Maybe people are intrigued now and they want a chance to do it. Let's do a giveaway.
Let's do a giveaway. Bum, bum, we're gonna bum. Give something. Caitlin's gonna give something away.
We're gonna give something away on behalf of Caitlin.
Then Shaylee and Katie will unpack your strengths with you.
Right. Or we'll win it and make our husbands take it. No, we won't. We won't. Okay, what are you giving away, Caitlin?
I'm going to give away a copy of StrengthsFinder 2.0, which is a handy reference book that includes an assessment code to take the Clifton StrengthsFinder online.
Oh, guys.
I want to win and no one enter.
Okay, wait. So the book 2.0, basically, you take it and then it really deeply breaks it down.
Right. So you get the book and there's a code in the back. So you go online and take the assessment. And what the book does is the first half probably gives some of the background information on strengths-based development, what I briefly gave you today.
Okay.
And then the second half is like a reference section. So there's a in-depth section on each of the 34 themes. It gives you some ideas on how to develop your talents, what it looks like. So they give you like fake personas of, I'm Johnny and I'm communication and this is what it looks like. And so it's a chance to learn more. Plus you get the reports with the assessment. So you get a whole lot of stuff.
Guys, that's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff.
So if somebody was listening and they said, I'm going to enter and hopefully win, but if I don't, I'm interested in working with Caitlin on this. Or at the very least, just taking the test and figuring out my strengths.
That's right.
What would they do to make that happen?
So if they just want to take the test, you can either, if you're like me and you like having a hard copy book, because I like to write and things and underline, you can just go on Amazon and buy StrengthsFinder 2.0, and it comes with a code in the back.
We'll link it in the show notes.
Perfect. Or if you like ebooks, which you both got, whether you knew it or not, with your online assessment, you can just go to, I think it's GallupStrengthCenter.com. I'll double check for your show notes.
We'll link it.
And just purchase like an online code, and then you take the assessment and you get the ebook version of StrengthsFinder 2.0. So either way, you get a book and an assessment.
Awesome.
If you want to do more with it, if you want some coaching or have a team that you think it would be beneficial for, you can visit my website.
Okay. We'll also put that link,
propelpeople.com.
Okay. Very cool.
Check me out on Facebook, and I'd love to talk with you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I want to give your name to, like, so many people I know who have teams.
That's so sweet of you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're just in time for our segment.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I hope this falls under my strengths.
Let's find out. I don't know. We wrote it before you got
here.
It'll
be in your top 35.
Four.
34.
This
I made a new one.
This segment is called Empathy.
Uh-oh.
We're going to give you a scenario, and you're going to tell us how we're probably feeling.
If you don't tell me, then I don't know.
We're going to tell you the scenario.
Okay.
Okay, you go first.
Yeah, I'll go first. Okay. So, you and me are supposed to eat dinner at, like, 6 o'clock. Okay. You got there, right? At 6. I come in around 6:15. My hair looks kind of messy. I'm carrying a lot of bags. I'm limping a little bit. Yeah. And I'm, like, kind of, like, looking around frantic, and you kind of wave me over, and I'm like, hey, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry I'm late. How do you think I'm feeling?
Well, I'm going to try to write with my other hand here and sense how you're feeling, Katie. Maybe a little bit frazzled?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's good.
I actually don't think you're feeling remorseful at
all.
Probably true. Shaylee should be throwing up remorse.
I would already have texted you 4 times if I was going to be 30 seconds late.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're probably feeling hungry because you're 15 minutes late to dinner.
That's good basic carnal needs.
My question is, how are you feeling, Kaylin? Waiting there for 15
Super
minutes.
Super mad. My time is worth way more than that.
You're just going to send her the bill for that 15 minutes.
What, did your attention go to my limp at all? Are you curious
did you get
about
run
that?
Over by Maybe you're feeling in pain.
No,
feeling hurt.
Okay. Guess what? I had gotten in a car wreck.
Ooh.
And my phone was destroyed.
So you're probably in pain.
Yeah, pain. It was unavoidable. It was the other guy's fault.
Oh, no.
It was
well, now
horrible.
I feel terrible because
you
told me because I use communication, not empathy. So if you don't tell me
you
how you feel,
known.
I just assume you're fine, okay?
You should have
My
known.
Question is, why aren't you at the hospital?
Right.
Because I didn't want to let you down.
Why would you be like, no ambulance? No. I have a standing dinner date and I can still make it.
I was on foot and the car only hit my foot, to be fair. My foot and my phone.
Okay, so it was like a hit and hobble.
And I was right outside the restaurant. I was already late.
Okay.
Twist ending.
That was good. Okay, I'm going to be Topher.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. If I could talk.
Right. He's really advanced for his age.
Okay.
It's 2:47 in the morning.
I'm mad.
Wait, you just told her. You gave it
away. Oh, how you feel.
Okay, hold on. We're switching it
you
up.
You communicator. You can help yourself.
It's 3:37 in the morning.
Ooh, this seems
this
different.
Doesn't happen in my house because I took your sleep training advice.
Yay!
Okay. Just joking.
I normally sleep till 8, and it's 6:37 in the morning.
Okay.
And I'm fussing,
right.
But not crying.
Okay.
But fussing.
Okay.
Enough to wake you.
Yeah.
How am I feeling?
Fussy. Feeling like you want to get up, but that's not how it works in our house.
What you feel and what's reality is
yeah,
different.
I'm sorry,
you are allowed to feel however you want, but...
I'm just feeling gassy.
You're probably feeling like you need some love.
You don't care how I'm feeling. You're going to go back to sleep. I'm going to make you something in my diaper that you're going to regret later. That's what's happening. That's how I'm feeling. Topher's precious. He's
Topher.
Like adorable.
Yeah. Topher had a plan though.
You're
in that
sweet.
One.
He
had
Topher
on...
was strategic.
Yes.
Yeah. This
Topher
doesn't
was
work.
Strategically making something in his pants. Caitlin, what are your 5 strengths? We're going to end on them.
Okay, my top 5 are input, communication, achiever, learner, and significance.
Boom.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you so much. This has been fun.
Oh we're building gosh. Teamwork.
I'm sorry I was late to dinner.
I forgive you.
I'm sorry I made a poopy in my pants. Only it's going to happen.
I'll still love
it's
you.
It's going to happen tomorrow and probably later today.
That's the third different way you've spelled Caitlin.
Is it? No, it's not.
Caitlin with a K.
No. Caitlin. Okay, I know how to spell your name, though.
Caitlin.
That's the correct way. No, that's a different way. K-A-I-T-L-I-N. Or C-A. I looked at it with a C and said K. Leave me alone. We're focusing on my strengths, Katie. I cannot spell singly.
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you on Instagram, Facebook, and our favorite spot of all, an iTunes review. Also, feel free to email us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. Seriously. We love you. Too soon.
Do you feel like this is gross to listen to?
Sorry.
I'm just curious.
Us talk about ourselves.
Because I could talk about this all night.
Me too. I was like, are people going to be like, okay, I just want to just turn the volume down and take the test on your own. And then turn it up and we'll be done.